Welcome back to the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Duran, right back at it again, everybody. And welcome back to another podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It is the next day. It's literally been a couple of hours since I last did a podcast. It's a good morning. It's a very, very good morning. I got my coffee with me, and it's President's Day, so I'm technically off of work. thank God for that. You know, I can actually stay home today and tell you all another podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I know I skimmed over a lot of topics, I'm telling you, I think I just might be stupid, to be honest, because I skimmed over a lot of topics, and here I am now to finish what I started. It's a good morning. I'm waiting for that minute mark to stop so I can start cussing. we're at a minute, 10 seconds. Okay. Now we can say fuck. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're probably wondering, like, why do you have to wait until a minute? I'm pretty sure you can say a bad word. I'm just playing it safe, ladies and gentlemen, because I know one of these days I might actually upload these podcasts to my YouTube channel, just for more, not really views, but for more people to, like, come and join us, you know, come and join us, ladies and gentlemen. And just to let you know, let all of you know, I am trying to find a co-host. So if any of y'all are interested, please message me on Instagram. I am mostly on Instagram nowadays. Actually, I'm everywhere, but you can message me on Instagram. I'm really needing a co-host. The Crockett Coalition Podcast wants you, ladies and gentlemen, to join us as a co-host. I am looking for a co-host right now. My Instagram, I must, oh my gosh, I almost choked on fucking air, ladies and gentlemen. How fucking... okay, so our Instagram is Misty River Farms, and it's the anime AI generated profile picture. So it's not that hard to find me. I've used the same picture on every one of my on all of my accounts. Really, honestly, I mean, it's a good picture. I like it. I mean, it's mine. So technically, I mean, even though it's like AI generated, it's probably one of my finest ones. So that some people are like, oh, he has a fucking Hatsune Miku profile picture. He's a fucking monster, you know? And that's why I have my own, which, I mean, I'm not going to claim it as mine because I know it's probably owned by somebody else. But, I mean, it is me in the picture. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it is a good morning. I got my coffee right here. So, what was the topics that we missed over? I was going to talk more about, like, shows back in the day. Some of the shows that I've watched as a kid. I know many of y'all probably sat down to watch, Fairly Odd Parents or any of the other fucking shows, but I'm gonna tell you about the shows that I've watched as a kid, you know what I mean? Like, what was my favorites out of those times? And then we had, I had another story time, one that was highly requested, you know, like, what was it like being in the gas chambers? Well, it was a rough time. I definitely was one. I was in one, actually, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the fucking middle school locker room. I'm gonna tell a story about that because I got several fucking... I got the teapot filled with fucking tea from the fucking locker room, ladies and gentlemen, and I am, I think my NDA is up with that, honestly, so I think I can, I think I could fucking tell. I have a tell-all story, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just say that. So yeah, I guess you can say it. It's good stories. There's good stories in there, by the way. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen. So anyways, as I was talking, okay. I think some shows that I remember from my childhood, like, it wasn't just SpongeBob that had a cultural impact on me, ladies and gentlemen. It was more of, I guess not many people can say Courage the Cowardly Dog was on their list, you know? I mean, many people were on the Disney Channel, like Disney XD and fucking Disney Junior. It's all Disney, basically. From within my circle, some people were on the Cartoon Network spectrum, others were on the fucking, I guess more people were watching, like, the Disney channels mostly, and a very little I know actually watch like iCarly or Victorious, you know, like back in the day, Zoe 101 and Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. Oh my gosh, that's a show. They made a podcast recently, didn't they? And apparently Mosey been going on everybody. God damn. Like that was a big fucking thing out of 2023, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to go check that out, you can go check that out. Jesus. I'm not going to tell more about it, cuz y'all can go check that shit out. That shit was like, what the fuck? You gotta ruin our childhood by saying that you slept with every dude on the fucking set? Well, I mean, not the fucking teachers. Oh, Jesus, no. Apparently, she was sleeping with her cast members and shit before she got to Ned. Oh my fuck! Like, that's gotta be so fucking rough. Oh Jesus, and it's weird. It's weird that they have their own podcast. I think this is I guess that was probably just her way of damage control, because didn't she literally go on like a racist tirade last year or some shit? I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna count that as facts, you know? Like, I'm not gonna say that's facts. Somebody fact check me right now. I mean, that could be why. I watched those shows as a kid. Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, that's one show that I truly fucking remember, and it's like, I wish there was kind of like a, never mind, fuck that, no, because the last time we got something where it was like, oh, we're gonna fucking revive the show, it was iCarly. I ain't gonna lie, the new iCarly show, I couldn't watch it. I just couldn't watch it, you know. It's not the same without Jeanette McCurdy. But then again, Jeanette McCurdy went through a lot of shit during, like, her filming on that show. And so on, like, Sam and Cat. And I feel bad for her. I mean, for her situation. Jesus. I mean, like, she talked the whole story, you know. And it's literally in her... it's literally in her book, shit, like, it's a tough world, you know, like, I mean, TV stars and movie stars, you know, like, they have the most shit upbringing, ladies and gentlemen. Like, their origin stories are fucking shit, ladies and gentlemen. Like, this is, I sort of thank gosh that I am not an actor, you know, like, a child actor. It would have been a rough life for me. I mean, Jesus. I mean, I think as long as he had fucking loving parents, I think you would have been okay, but Jesus. But then again, all of them, I mean, if you hear their fucking, like, origin stories, you're gonna hear the most fucked up shit, like, oh, their family, like, was, I guess, like, they wanted them to blame something on Michael Jackson, or, They'll have like a, oh, like the father got so angry that he basically took all the child's money as like a, oh, this is, I own you type shit, you know, and you probably know where I'm getting those two stories, and I dropped my keys, and you know where I'm getting those two stories from, so yeah, Jesus Christ. My fucking throat, it's because it's only been like a couple hours since I last did a podcast, and it's been a few hours since I last did a podcast, and I'm barely waking up, you know, I'm barely waking up with the sun, you know, I got my coffee, and I'm not even drinking my coffee, I'm waiting for it to cool down, to be honest. So, yeah, that was my childhood. I was watching Courage the Cowardly Dog, and that's the Classified School Survival Guide. What the fuck else? a weird show. A weird show that I vividly remember this show. It was called The Mighty Bee. I don't know if anybody remembers that show. I remember a very, very little bit. I remember a little bit about this show. I mean, The Mighty Bee, it was a great show. I think back in the day, it would have, I mean, like nowadays, I mean, I guess it's just like, I guess it has no meanings anymore. So there's that. I guess you can say, I mean, it didn't really make any cultural impact on me, honestly. It was just one of those shows that they showed, like, one season, and then the second season was fucking immediately trashed, and, for good fucking reasons, because they probably, like, oh, we couldn't pay the actress, or there were some deep meanings to it, and that's with, like, a lot of shows. But then Courage the Cowardly Dog, let's talk about that show. Jeez. A lot of people, like, I mean, a lot of people, including myself, I don't know what it is with, like, I mean, back then people said, you know, like, this show was fucking scary as shit. Is it weird that this show wasn't scary to me as a kid growing up, you know? I mean, I was terrified of other things, but when it came to something like this, like Courage the Cowardly Dog, it wasn't really scary. I mean, it was more of like, I guess it was just a normal show to me, you know? I mean, normal. but it's like, still, I mean, some people say, I fucking got scared of the fucking, that one episode where, like, Courage was talking to a fish in the fucking, in the fucking bathtub, and it's like, bro, that episode was just fucking hilarious. But then again, like, I mean, like I was saying last night, all shows, like, have, like, their little own meaning, you know, like, especially with Courage the Cowardly Dog, you know, and it's just, I mean, if anything, the only thing, like, I mean, I wouldn't, like, fucking get scared of these episodes. I cried as a kid, like, I because, like, watching those episodes, it's just kind of, like, one of the episodes where, Courage's mom and dad get thrown in a rocket and sent to the moon by this fucking crazy veterinarian, and it's just, like, that episode makes me fucking cry, and so does the fucking, like, the squids from outer space, like, the fucking, oh my gosh, that episode also makes me fucking cry, like, Jesus. Even, like, nowadays, like, I got to see the episode again on HBO Max. Thank God, HBO Max, that you have that fucking show still, and it took me back to a time where, I mean, like, I just got so fucking emotional, you know, I got so fucking emotional, like, I was very, it's just crazy how these shows, like, will just bring back, like, a sense of childhood, like, you had a good childhood if you watch this show, basically. Another show that I do, you know, I think this one's kind of making a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. Chowder, who remembers Chowder? that show. I fucking remember it. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It feels like it wasn't that long ago, but it's been 10 plus years. Jesus. And it's like that show is kind of making a comeback because TikTok is like, they'll post like these little clips from the show and it's like the third wall breaks and shit. It's like, it's just... people will bring that shit up and it's like, oh my gosh, like it's making a comeback slowly by like showing people like, oh my gosh, this show was actually funny and it wasn't just for like, I guess they weren't high when they fucking made this, it was just genuinely funny. And then you had Ed, Edd, and Eddy. Who can forget about Ed, Edd, and Eddy? I mean, literally, that show is so fucking monumental. It's so engraved into the fucking ground of childhood that even Meat Canyon made fucking animation that was so fucking creepy that it kind of ruined some people's childhood, but at the same time, it kind of fucking... it made things just fucking great, I guess. And it's just, like, nostalgia, really. Nostalgia really can fucking hit like a motherfucker. And I think another show that, nobody really talks about this show. And I wonder why. There was this show, it was on Nick Jr., what the fuck was it called? I don't want to say something racial or anything, kind of like, oh, that was racist, you know? It was called, it was a show about, an Asian girl, and her Asian family, and, like, they would, like, explain, like, Asian culture. It was Ni Hao, Kailand, or, I don't want to sound fucking racist or anything, like, oh, he's saying something racist, or something, you know, like, I don't want to get that. It was like, it was that show back in the day. It was something that, like, showed once. I think they only had, like, a few couple of episodes, but that show, it hit hard back then. Wow Wow Whoopsie, shit, fuck, another show was, oh my gosh, I used the wrong creamer, didn't I? Oh god, anyways, another show was called Oswald, I believe. It's like, oh my gosh, some of these episodes are gone to time, very little people remember them. Everybody knows the Backyardigans, I mean, Jesus. I grew up with that stuff, basically, and Arthur, too. Arthur was a good show back in the day. If you see it nowadays, you're laughing your fucking ass off if you're fucking watching it nowadays. Just like the SpongeBob episodes, like the older SpongeBob episodes, too. Like, the other day, I found it on on TV, and, like, it was just the older episodes. It was that scene where, fucking SpongeBob was like daydreaming and shit, and then like the fucking grill caught on fire and he just threw the fucking fire extinguisher at it. It was it was just too funny, you know. It's just too funny, those jokes, like they fucking they just really hit you. It's like, it's stupid but it's fucking hilarious. I could see why I laughed at it, you know. Anyways, yeah, that's the nostalgia bomb. Let's talk about some nostalgia games that I played in the past. I think one that really is on my mind is Super Mario 64 for the Nintendo 64. I grew up with the Nintendo 64, and I'm a Gen Z, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Gen Z. I grew up with a Nintendo 64, a Nintendo GameCube, a PlayStation 2. Yeah, we skipped over the PlayStation 1, but I played why am I saying Nintendo? I played the Nintendo PlayStation 1. I did not play the PlayStation 1, but I played the PlayStation 2, you know? So I grew up with those consoles, and yeah, I mean, like, my first ever fucking game to play was Super Mario 64, and I remember every fucking day. Of course, like, nowadays, like, they got the emulators, and I do play on emulators very rarely nowadays. I used to play it, like, when I was in middle school. Like, I would play the Nintendo 64 emulators, and oh my gosh, like, they were shit back then. But I mean, nowadays, isn't it kind of like illegal to download it? You wouldn't download a fucking car. Actually, I fucking would. No shit, you know, I would download a fucking car if it were possible, you know. You can't pass that. It's an offer you can't refuse, you know. And so, yeah, you got that whole, yeah, you have that whole deal where emulators are now considered, like, illegal to download. I think it's depending on the company. I know there's still, like, Super Mario. Hold up. God damn. Jesus. I'm trying to open up my coffee cup. There we go. There we go. There's that goodness. Anyways, as I was saying. Jesus. Anyways, where was I saying? Okay. So anyways, as I was saying, we were talking about emulators and how they might be illegal. Yeah, it's true shit nowadays. It seems like it's frowned upon nowadays, too. I mean, a lot of people be saying, like, emulation, fuck, it sucks. And it's just, you're wrong. You know, it brings back a little bit of nostalgia, you know. And what is this whole deal about me talking about nostalgia? Well, funny thing you should ask. We're trying to change our motto here at the Crocker Coalition podcast. When we first started out, a little fun fact. We were dealing with a lot of lolcows. We were basically talking about lolcows. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up. We were talking about Chris Chan. We were talking about Tofia Chu. We were talking about others. Some of them, I just genuinely forgot their fucking names. But we were talking about them. And so we were just basically talking about them, and that's how we started this whole podcast, which is basically talking about Chris Chan, mostly just Chris Chan episodes, because they were fucking entertaining. And now that I no longer talk about it, it's like, oh my gosh, thank gosh, you know, like, we got to talk about something else, you know, like, we got to revive this podcast to something brand new, something that really everybody will kind of agree on. And that's why we come to nostalgia. And why we talk about nostalgia is because, why not, you know, like, we want to share what we went through as children. You know, I mean, hey, you know, they're older Gen Z. I mean, older Gen Z, I think we can all agree that we grew up with stuff from the 90s, and many of the Gen Z after 2005 will not know what it felt like to play on a Nintendo 64. I mean, they will probably collect it, but it's only for collection purposes nowadays. They don't play it like we would. I mean, fuck, if I got in a Nintendo 64, I would play the fuck out of it, because I have a lot of games to catch up with. I got Super Mario 64, I got The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, and then I got Ocarina of Time that I want to fucking play again, you know. I mean, those games are just so fucking best, you know. And so, yeah, it's just one of those things. And so, yeah, we've kind of gone over the little games that I've played. I mean, like, Super Mario 64, it's just, that game, it really did also impact me more, you know. Like, I mean, like, the soundtrack, if you heard fucking, the soundtrack, Jesus, it just takes me back to a time when times were simpler, and you know, in my life, it was a great time. It made me feel better to listen to the soundtrack nowadays. It just like it kind of calmed me down and brought me back to a time when things weren't so chaotic, but they were. I mean, let's be honest, like, this was a time when, like, times were very tough, you know? So, yeah, you were distracted by media, basically. And, yeah. Those were good times. Very, very good times. Oh, man. Anyways, as I was saying, let's talk about, Let's talk about the story that I actually have right now. I think we're done with those talk. No. I have some more. I'm telling you, I must have something wrong with me. So I was talking with a friend the other day about how YouTube was back in the day. And, they hardly remember YouTube, but they fucking, like, knew, like, the 2008 to 2007 era. Well, I mean, the 2005 to 2007 to 2010, I think. 2010 was when it fucking fell off. This was the end of the emo era. You know, your boy had fucking long hair and was fucking emo as shit. I can no longer grow long hair, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, I can't, you know what I mean? Like, it makes me look like a hippie now. Like, if I grew long hair, it makes me look like a hippie. That's why I've been sticking to, like, a short haircut. And, like, my hair is slowly growing back. It's probably because I'm in the mountains. If I were in Corpus Christi, Texas, my hair would fucking grow long as shit. And, it's just... You know, it's just one of them times, you know, it's just like, yeah, dang. So, yeah, I've told a lot of people about my emo days, like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. Those were difficult times. They were difficult times. We were living through the recession too, didn't we? But I remember getting on the bus and hearing fucking emo music playing every fucking morning. Does anybody remember that shit? You know, going to school. If your bus had a fucking radio, that was the fucking best day ever. Because they would always play, like, whatever was, like, popular at the time. Which, a lot of emo songs were fucking popular. So, they'd be playing fucking MCR in the fucking morning. The fucking Black Parade on your way to fucking school. Fucking singing, "When I Was a Young Boy." And I fucking listened to that song the other night. It brought me back to simpler times as well. No, they weren't simpler times. That was just my own era of being an emo. And thank God I'm not an emo nowadays. Nowadays isn't it considered like a fetish nowadays? Like, Jesus. Like, what the fuck happened to this generation? Now it's considered a fucking fetish. Like, if you're a fucking emo person, or if you're a Hello Kitty enjoyer, and you so happen to be, like, a female or a male, it's considered, like, you're on some fucking otherworldly shit, you know? You have the 50-foot, horse, bing bong in your fucking closet, and you're using it for pegging, and that's literally what they associate it with now. It's like, Jesus, it's like a fetish now. It was our way of life back then. Jesus. And I'm pretty sure you've noticed that I think I rarely cussed this morning. Somebody add a fucking add a bad word counter. I want somebody to actually listen to this whole episode and count how many times I've fucking cussed, which I'm probably up in the hundreds by now. Oh man.
Anyways, I'm drinking my coffee, I know, and I'm trying to stay up, because only a couple of hours, why the fuck did I sound like that? Only a couple of hours ago, I just, what's wrong with me? It's because I barely woke up. Long story short, I barely woke up. So yeah, YouTube back in the day, I think very, very, who remembers, like, looking up those videos of, like, fucking ghosts and shit? Like, the fucking real ghosts caught on tape, and then, like, who remembers that shit? I was that kid who fucking looked up that shit, and nowadays, now, seeing those fucking, like, videos, it's like, oh my gosh, them shits were fake. Why did I fucking believe in that shit? Like, why was I fucking watching that shit in the first place is the question of all questions, you know? Like, why was I watching that? Why was I even, like, interested in it? I mean, God only knows, you know? Like, why was I, like, into that shit? And, it was just crazy back then. And looking up cheats for GTA San Andreas, that was the good times, you know. Those were the good days back in my day. I am telling stories with you, with your uncle, with your grandpa Nicky. Your grandpa Uncle Nicky. Here I am telling you stories of my time back in the day. I think another story. Oh yeah, now we're gonna get on to the life of Nicky Duran, the stories, you know, the crazy stories, you know, and I have a bunch. I think my contract is over. I can probably tell these stories now. I know I'm fucking being paranoid right now. Anyways, it's probably because I just fucking got off of, I just barely woke up, you know, Jesus. I woke up at 7 this morning, and I went to sleep at around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, so I only had like a couple of hours of sleep, so, jeez, good for you, you know. Anyways, so there's this, okay, I think I've mentioned this before. So recently, whenever I've been shopping, usually I go to the soap aisle, and usually what I do is, like, I open, like, the soap, just to, like, just, like, the clicky top at the top of the soaps to smell it, to see if it's, like, this is good, this is that. So, I came across, like, the aisle. You know what fucking aisle I'm talking about. The axe, like, the axe shit, you know? Who remembers, like, taking axe and, like, using that for school? Jesus. I mean, a lot of kids do nowadays. I mean, their targeted audience was supposed to be for adults. But nowadays, I mean, middle schoolers kind of just, like, took it as their own, you know? And, like, as of recent, I guess, like, I sort of, like, kind of found, like, I'm not using Axe cologne or anything. No, fuck no. You wouldn't catch me using that. I'm Old Spice for life, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, I recently been, like, I mean, like, whenever I'm shopping and shit, I guess, like, I go smell the fucking axes nowadays, because apparently they changed their fucking recipe, or some shit. They changed somehow, because, recently, I smelt it again. Like, even, like, I never knew, like, they changed it at some point, I guess, because it smells hella different. Like, it smells hella different is what I'm trying to say. Is like, I mean, nobody ever buys it. I mean, I never seen anybody buy it, but it does smell different. I think the number one choice that everybody chooses from Axe is, it's gotta be that fucking, Phoenix. Everybody chooses fucking Phoenix because it's blue. It's fucking blue, even though it's fucking just, it's just shampoo with food dye. And aluminium, you know, it's all in there, you know, it's fucking in there. So yeah, I mean, recently they've been changing the recipe, and that really brought me back to a time when, middle school, I mean, who remembers the gas chambers, literally? The locker room situation, it was just, it was the roughest time to be in the fucking locker room, because when you walked into that motherfucker, like, look at this, picture this in your mind, close your eyes right now, ladies and gentlemen. Close your eyes and relax your anus. Shit, like, let me tell you something. Close your eyes and relax. So, picture this. Before you're walking to PE, okay, picture this long hallway, big auditorium, and with gym connected to it, and so picture this. So you walk straight into the PE, the gym area. So you would go past the big court, and so you would get to the lockers. Okay, there's male and female lockers. The male locker has this this fucking iron door. Like, picture an iron door. Like, it could be the fucking ones off of the fucking Titanic, for all I care. That's how the iron door sort of fucking looked. It even had, like, a fucking, like, a bar just to lock it. So, once you fucking walk into this motherfucker, I don't know if it had, like, fucking, I don't know what it was up with it, because there was no fucking, like, oxygen entering into this mofo, because when you walked into the boys' locker room, it fucking, like, you couldn't see anybody. I kid you the fuck not. The fucking Axe spray was just so fucking rough that I'm pretty sure this is what caused the global warming nowadays, is because everybody opened up that fucking door. It burned a fucking hole in the ozone layer. Like, Jesus. Like, I'm pretty sure nowadays that I'm pretty sure it's not that harsh. But picture this, going into a fucking room filled with the Axe cologne, really fucking filling up the air and people choking. And that's probably the reason why I had, like, breathing problems for a while. I've healed, ladies and gentlemen, so don't worry about me. I'm not dying. You know, your grandpa Nikki is not dying, you know? So, I mean, like, it's just, it's something that really left an impact on me. You know, you walk into this fucking room and everybody's fucking choking on the fumes. I even seen, like, the asthmatic kid. The kid with asthma, he was fucking doing some weird shit on the ground. Like, he was fucking twitching and shit. I felt bad for him. I was actually the one. Let me tell you something. He was on the fucking ground while everybody was spraying this shit. I felt bad. I actually carried this motherfucker out the fucking locker room, because it was that harsh. And of course, like, the coach came in, like, wondering, like, what the fuck's going on in here? And, like, jeez. Apparently, I walked into some middle school prank. I guess some middle schoolers decided to strap, like, a lot of fucking, like, Axe body sprays. And they fucking made, like, a smoke bomb. Like, there was just so much, like, even the fucking, like the coach, I don't know where the fuck he was. I think he must have been on a smoke break or some shit, because that's where I would always catch him, like, whenever, like, I'd, like, walk out of PE, like, I always see him, like, smoking, like, far away from everybody, and he'll be like, "Nikki, get to class! It's like, I walk right back into the fucking building, and, like, he's, like, smoking, like, at the edge of the fucking field. The field ain't that big, so it was like, you can see me walking out of the building, like, get the glass! And he could recognize me from, like, a mile away. And, like, I guess, like, that's where he was always at, on his fucking smoke break, while the kid with asthma was fucking dying in the fucking locker room. Why was he even in there? I mean, this kid knows that he has asthma. Why was he fucking break dancing on the fucking floor? Like, he was doing the cramp dance from fucking SpongeBob. Who remembers that shit? And so, yeah, so this kid was fucking dying on the ground, and I carried him out, because nobody was fucking doing anything. Everybody was fucking blind, and I believe they were fucking doing weird shit. I mean, they were doing some sus shit inside that fucking locker room. Like I said, I have a lot of tea to spill. It was weird times in middle school. I guess every dude was doing sus shit. Nowadays, I could say that they were doing some gay shit. They were really hugging on each other while in the, you know what, you know, it was a fucking weird time as a kid, and going into that fucking area is just so weird. And that's what really pulled me out of PE, honestly. I pulled out of PE and I decided to take choir. Like, no shit. That's what took. I pulled out and I went straight into choir. Because a lot of people were doing a lot of weird shit. I wish I kind of stayed in PE, though. Because, I mean, I did. That's actually where I got my first kiss, ladies and gentlemen. Like I told you last night, that's where I got my first kiss, you know. That was the first place I had my first kiss, with a guy. It was just out of nowhere, too, actually. It was just one of those stories that I have to tell you. It leads up into high school, by the way. So it went from high school to middle school to high school, that same story, you know. That's why I was making the whole fucking book about it, you know, the book, you know. I was literally fucking making the book about it, and it's probably the thing that really made a great impact on me as a person. And you know, I've learned some things, and you would think, like, Nikki, you never live life as, you know, shut the fuck up, you know. I've lived life to the fullest, and I am 23 years old. Anyways, so yeah, I have a lot of crazier stories from the fucking locker room. A lot of crazy stories. Some of them are fucking PG, not PG-13. They are fucking M for mature audiences only. Like, one time I witnessed two students fucking in there. I guess this was like our last year of fucking middle school. And I was going in there to look for the fucking coach, honestly, because I did need him to sign some things on behalf of the fucking on the vice principal. She was a nice lady. The vice principal was a chill fucking lady. Let me tell you something. This lady was so chill. Whenever I gotten in trouble one time, I only gotten in trouble one time in middle school. And that was for, I guess one of the teachers considered me absent, and I was sent straight to the principal's office, but the principal wasn't there, and so the vice principal said, come on in, Nikki. And so, she was the chillest lady, and I told her, I explained it to her. I was like, you know, this is absurd. This is not right, you know. And I was telling her, I told her, like, I did not miss that class. I was in there. I didn't have my head down. I didn't do anything. I was literally sitting right there, literally in the second row. Like, I don't know how you can say I wasn't there when I was there. And she took my word for it, because she knows that I was like a, you know, I was always on time to class, and I kind of told her the truth. Like, that teacher really, I mean, she kind of hates my guts, honestly. And it was true, you know. It was current events. Her class was called, at first her class was called Texas History, but she changed over to current events, class. And, she was kind of rude, and, I can't say that she didn't really, I mean, she kind of had, like, favoritism over all of the other students, except for me, for some fucking reason. I think it was because of the color of my skin. After all, this was, sort of an all-white school. Actually, no, the fuck, it wasn't. But you get the idea. Like, she was kind of, like, that class was kind of, like, it was kind of, like, 90%, like, white. And the other is, like, Hispanic and Native American and Black. So you had a very little section, you know, and, like, geez. And so I guess, like, she kind of despised me in some way. I'm not going to say, oh, it was because of her racist moments, you know. I'm not going to say that, you know, that's defamation. She might have had her reasons, you know. I mean, of course, I couldn't write cursive at the time. But I mean, later on, I began to like get I began to get used to writing in cursive nowadays. So I'm good on that. So your boy knows how to write in cursive. I know how to read and write in cursive. So yeah. So yeah. I guess okay, vice principal. She was chill as fuck. She was nice as shit too. Like I kind of miss her. I wonder what the fuck. Wonder what she's dealing with nowadays. She used to ramble on about, like, how other students would be shitheads, and yet there was me being the chillest mofo. she had some favoritism on me, like, oh my gosh. Like, I guess, like, I would always, like, there was this time where, like, I would always, like, bring her, like, little gifts, like, hey, here you go, you're the best vice principal, and, she would always accept them, and, these little gifts were, like, you know, like, I guess, like, she was that chill that, like, she would actually accept it, and, like, I wasn't trying to, like, I wasn't trying to kiss her ass or anything. I mean, it was actually on behalf of somebody else, actually. They wanted me to, like, just take her this shit, I guess. They were trying to fucking kiss up to her, but I mean you do what you gotta do, you know. And that's why some people call me the delivery person, because I would always fucking do that. And that's what led to me being that delivery person to end up getting my first kiss from a guy that I knew. He was a good guy. Oh my gosh. I could say that he was in with the popular kids. I mean, me being me, I was like the quiet kid. Nobody knew who the fuck I was. I mean, like, Nikki Duran, who are you? Who art thou? You know, like, nobody would know. Like, I was that kind of a quiet kid, and whenever I spoke up, like, hey, how you doing? People will be like, Jesus, Nikki spoke for the first time, oh my gosh, like, it's a miracle, you know, like, people would actually, you know, people would say that, you know, like, I wasn't really much of a talker, you know, I mean, when people heard me talk, it would be like, Nikki, this is the first time I actually ever heard you speak, you know, like... It was crazy times, you know, and I continued to be that quiet student, you know, like, it's not that I chose to be the quiet kid. It's the fact that, you know, like, I mean, I just didn't have any of the topics people would talk about at the time, you know. People were into a lot of things, but me, I was just myself, you know. I was just keeping to myself, you know, and that's why I wasn't bullied. Elementary, I was bullied. Middle school, I wasn't bullied at all. and this is fucking surprising, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you get fucking bullied the shit out of in fucking middle school and high school, but because I was, like, the quiet kid, nobody actually fucked around with me. Like, people were just like, you know, oh, there's Nikki. Hey, Nikki! You know, fucking people would actually fucking be like that, you know? Like, you know, man, like, how you doing? I'll be like fucking just walking by, and I'm just like, how you doing? And that would be like the first time people would be like hearing my voice, my deep voice as a child. And people would be like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, what happened to your voice? Like, that's how you sound? Oh my God, I can see why you don't talk. That was said to me once, and I felt hurt about it. I was like, I guess I won't be speaking for the rest of the year. That's literally what happened. Based on a true story, literally, somebody was like, Jesus, your voice is that deep? Well, God dang, I can see why you're a quiet kid. And then I silently cried in my fucking mind, like, one tear coming down and shit. Like, I guess I won't speak for the rest of the year. But yeah, we have wild times here on the Crockett Coalition podcast. We'll say the most random shit ever, and it's just, we're just having a good time, you know? You only live once in life, and you just want to live life to the fullest, and you can say the most sus, questionable shit. And yes, I will be telling that story on the next podcast. If it's highly requested, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you the story, you know. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that story about me getting thigh highs, I was just fucking kidding. I don't have it. I just have long socks that look like thigh highs. And that's why I was just fucking playing around. I'm dead ass serious. I lied about that story. So for those who were probably like, oh, you're on a otherworldly weird shit. Like, why would you do that? No, I actually don't. I was just playing with y'all. I played with y'all, and y'all took it. About 300 of y'all who listened to that episode. Jesus Christ! Let me tell you something. 300 people listened to that new episode. I was fucking surprised. 300 people listened to that episode. What the fuck? Like, where the fuck did these people come from? So now everybody knows that I probably have thigh highs, but really it's just long socks that I had gotten. These long socks are pretty good too, honestly. I mean, they're good for, like, I mean, blood flow. I mean, I don't have that problem. It's just that, oh, I just wanted something comfy for when I'm working, because I'm on my feet every fucking day. So it's like, I mean, I just wanted something comfy. And so they kind of look like fucking thigh highs. They don't go past my knee. So it's like, okay, so they're not thigh highs, but they're just like long socks. So yeah, that's the deal. They're just long socks. And they're very good. I do like them. I like them a lot. And they match my shortcuts, by the way. They match my shortcuts, because my shortcuts are black. And so they're black too. So they fucking go... they fucking go hard, you know. I mean, I love long socks too. I mean, long socks are the fucking best. I mean, they just look like thigh highs, but they're not. So sorry to disappoint you, you know. So yeah, this was a good episode, you know. This was a really good episode, for me to do the next day after I've done an episode, just hours ago. You know, it was a good time. It's a good morning, by the way. It's a good morning, Jesus, here in the Four Corners area, you know. Oh, shit. I just leaked my address. GG. Shit. I'm getting that from Queso, didn't I? You're getting that from Queso. Oh, Queso, man. Congratulations to Queso, by the way. Queso won a streamer award. Oh, my God. That guy... He is so fucking wholesome. Oh my gosh, like, Queso, the streamer that everybody makes fun of, I mean, he fucking won an award last night. Well, the other night, I felt so proud for him, you know, like, Jesus, this guy carried the rest of 2023 by doing live streams, by being hilarious, by being funny. Like, Queso was just some guy that randomly popped up on my TikTok For You page, and all of a sudden, I'm Queso's fan. Like, Jesus, like, this man doesn't cuss. This man is so wholesome, he doesn't cuss, and he doesn't say anything bad. Like, I mean, of course he jokes around, and, like, everybody makes fun of his weight, because, like, he is a big boy, but, I mean, he is there, you know, I mean, it's just, like, you know, he's a good guy, and he's just very wholesome, you know, he's the type of guy that you would want to chill with, you know, he's that chill of a person, and I congratulate him on winning that award. It's a monumental thing in the streamer community, and, like, you know, like, new acts coming out of, like, 2023, and him carrying all of 2023, it's like, it really does make an impact on all of us. And congratulations, Queso. I know you're not going to be listening to this podcast, because you probably will be at the Waffle House. I'm just joking. I'm not gonna entertain by making a Queso joke. Congrats, man. Congrats. I really love that. I really love that a streamer that I know is getting awarded something that is just so wholesome, you know. And that was the wholesome thing of this weekend. Anyways, I think we're coming to an end. Again, ladies and gentlemen, again, attention, fucking Achtung. I am looking for a new fucking co-host. I never had one, so I need a co-host, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I am looking for a co-host. Anybody who is interested in that offer, sorry, you're not going to be getting paid out of it. I don't even make anything. I don't make a profit off of these podcasts anyways. Like, this is just for my own shits and giggles. So if you were expecting for me to, like, pay you or some shit, I am sorry. We don't get paid on this podcast. I would like to have somebody on here, but I know that probably just turned off a lot of people who are probably expecting to be paid. Hey, it's not about the payment. It's about just, like, bringing people together. Of course, we'll discuss payment later, is what I'm trying to say. It's like, you know, we'll discuss payment later, as long as, like, we have somebody to carry the rest of season 3. And it's just, you know, you gotta really think about this, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, oh yeah, I just remember what that fucking Zoom meeting calls, when I was talking about Two Mad's death, like, he was, like, going into Zoom meeting calls, and I just fucking remember just now. I was like, Jesus. Anyways, yeah. So, yes, I am looking for anybody at this point. I don't care if you're a male, a female, or you're transgender, as long as we are on that same page of being, I guess, sort of, I almost said couple, oh my gosh, as long as we are able to actually have the chemistry to make this podcast great again, as long as we both have that together, I think we can manage to have a successful partnership together as partners in this podcast. That's all I care about. I don't care if you're a male, female, or a transgender, as long as we're on the same topic, you know, I mean, that's all that really matters. I care about all people, you know. I care about all people. So, I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, I'm not here to discriminate and say, oh, I only want this person. I only want males on this channel because this is Ram Ranch. No, I am saying this out of the bottom of my heart. You know, I'm saying that. Oh, yeah, we're coming up on... Okay, anyways, yeah. I don't care. Just join us. Misty River Farms on Instagram. Anyways, this has been the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I've been your host. Have a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Peace and love, my friends. Thank you and have a good day.